Okay, we're in the Rambam, the fourth chapter, Matnas Hilchas Matnas Anim Halacha Aleph. This chapter is the only chapter that's going to talk about Leket, and exclusively only talks about Leket. And the first halacha is the definition of Leket. Ezehu Leket. What is Leket? Zehanofel, that is a stalk that falls, mitoch hamagol, from inside the sickle, bishas ktsira, at the time of harvesting. In other words, that lady, when she was cutting the thing, if she cut it and one stalk just fell through the sickle, as it were, and didn't get caught in that bundle, that would be leket. Now, she did a very good job. I wish she would have missed a few, and I could say that that's leket. All right? But that the job was, she didn't miss any. But as she hits the sickle, and then from the sickle to her hand, could be one or two slips out, that's leket, one way. Oh, hanofo mitoch yado, or what falls out of her hand. You see, in her hand, she was collecting it, and it could be kishimikabetz hashibom, when she gathers these stalks, the yitzor, and harvesting. Okay? So it can come either from, it's fertile, it has to be during the harvesting moment. Exactly that picture that you saw. That's the only time leket can happen. Not after it's been piled up and stored. It's exactly at the harvesting thing. Either the sickle, one falls from under the sickle because of the sickle, or one slips out of your hand that you're collecting with. All right? Now, but how many? For who? Sheyi hanoifel shibolas achas hashayim. Only if one or two stalks fall out. You have to leave them and you can't go back for them. But let's say three in one shot fall out. Like as she cuts three, and she did a bad job, it didn't come into the group in her hand, and the three are falling right there. Three you could pick up. But if one at that one shot falls down, or two at that shot falls down, you have to leave it, or from your hand. Okay, but if
you're going to drop a lot.
Right. Right, but usually you don't want to. You know, you're a worker and you want to get a lot of work done, right? So, but enough with shlosh, you got about three fall out at one time. Hare shlosh, and also the three go to the owner of the field. Now, and this also is, as you noticed, you're cutting it and it was inside the sickle. And if you would cut it and from the inside it would fall down, that's a law. But what if it's a backward, from the backhand, doesn't apply. What if a piece of wheat gets hit by the back end of the sickle, and it, let's say accidentally, whatever, it knocks over and a piece gets separated and falls down, but it wasn't part of the harvesting action. It was let's say you move the sickle back. Let's say, again, the picture, the very good experts, you didn't see her moving her hand back at all. But let's say he happened to move his hand back. When he hit it back, he hit a piece of wheat and it fell down. That wouldn't count. That's not called harvesting. Let's say the back of your hands hit something and something falls on. Even one stalk, that's not leket. So leket's what in the actual cutting or grabbing in the harvesting motion, one or two falls out. But if, on the back end, something falls out, that's not leket at all. Okay, now, there's another thing to know. Usually, you're not harvesting with your hands. You didn't notice they're picking it out with their hands. You're usually not harvesting wheat with your hands, but we'll see. What if you were? Let's say you didn't have a sickle, and now you're harvesting with your hands. Hoya koitzer bayad below magel. What if you're harvesting with your hand without a sickle? And let's say as you're picking them out of the ground, one or two fell out. Hanovo mitoch yodo ein leket. What comes out of his hand is not considered leket, unless Avol, hatolesh dvorim hatolshim osam. Unless you are plucking out things that the normal way is to pluck them by hand. I don't know what that would be, but if they wouldn't use sickles. They would use hands for that. So then that becomes the harvesting methodology. Then hanovo mitachas yerolek, then whatever falls from his hand becomes leket. So in other words, what the general rule of leket, if one or two stalks falls out in the harvesting motion, that's a typical harvesting motion. One or two is leket, three isn't. Anything else that falls out that's not part of the harvesting motion, at, or even if it is harvesting motion, but it's three or more, is not considered leket.
So why do we said only one or two and three is a leke?
I don't know. Maybe it's too much for the owner to lose.
The Torah doesn't say.
I don't know. What maybe? I don't know.
If this applies today, sorry. Now they use harvesters and combines to do all this. Like,
So I guess we just. I don't know. You know, you'd have to. I don't know what they're missing. Well, how do they harvest? What does it do?
The machine goes through it. Mows down and creates these automatically creates these piles.
Okay, but there are stray stalks, right? So I guess the stray stalks are the ones that go to them. Because it's getting lost. It got cut, right? And it got lost. So let's say if a big pile, if three... You're going through the field. Could be the farmer. Today's farmer wouldn't be interested in this. I can't imagine if they've got these machines, they couldn't care less about any of this. But I guess if it was three, then it would, you know, he could technically go back for it if he wanted to, I guess.
Have we said which grains?
Anything that you harvest. We'll see. I mean, we haven't gotten into those details. So let's just leave it at that. But let's just, for now, just figure wheat and... things that are normal harvesting, whatever's the harvesting motion. So I guess we'll have to see how other things, what about fruits? So I guess if you're taking with your hand, like grapes, we'll see. There's parrot, right? Remember, that's for the... So we'll see. All right, still in the middle of A's. What happened now? I lost the place. Okay, Hoya middle of A's. Hoya kotzer or tolish. So if he's doing either one, either harvesting or pulling out... Dover Shadark Latosh, and the thing that normally gets pulled out. So these are the classical harvesting motions. Now, Va'achar Shekotzer Melo Zro Otolash Melo Kumtso. Let's say after you sickled a good fistful, like the lady, or she has a fistful. And then what happened? Accidentally, he co-coats. Her hand bumps into a thorn, and you go, ouch! Ouch! Okay, now look what happened to all the stuff that was in your hand. And it falls out of the earth because of the thorn. It belongs to the Baal Bais, even if it's only one or two. Because again, that wasn't because of the harvesting motion. It's an incidental thing that happens. All right, this is Alvin Bays has been the basics of now you've determined what is this that is Leket and how that becomes and how it doesn't. Now, here's going to be an interesting situation. The Rambam is unique in this. There's others who are arguing about this next one. Hayah Koitzer. Let's say the guy is harvesting, but it's not. V'nishara shibolas achatz. And as this cutting, let's say look in the picture where the lady was cutting, and let's say she cut and she missed one. She didn't cut one. And she's moving along, and now she's cut a lot, and there's this one just sticking out there. It hasn't been cut yet, but it's just sticking out by itself. What's the status of that one? Now, other Rishon may tie it, that's shikha, but Rambam doesn't learn that way. Rambam says leket does not only have to be something that's been cut and falls on the ground. Rambam will say that if you miss it in the cutting, but it's one by itself like that, okay? As you cut the whole mess here, and as you were doing it, you missed one. It's the one that's just standing up like that. So how do we deal with it? So it depends. If the one that's, let's say it's a tall stalk, if you could bend it, and you could bend it quite a bit till it goes to a part you haven't cut yet, you cut this little area. This area is still got lots of stuff. If this is, you know, it can be moved over and leaned in, so it could be cut in one catching with the other, then that's not going to be considered like it, because you can still get to it. Okay, imhaya rosha. If the head of the stalk magia la kamishim, it can reach the standing grain that you haven't cut yet. V'yecholi cuts it, and it can be cut together in one shot. Then harehi shalvas. It belongs to the owner, and it doesn't go to the poor people. V'imlav. But if you can't cut it together with the other ones, that's considered as if it was forgotten already. You missed it, and harehi shalim, then it becomes a neim in the status of leket. That's the Rambam sheet over here. Dalad's a continuation of Gimel. Hayashtei shibol zubat zuzu. What if you have two that you left, and they're right next to each other? How do we do that? Hapnimis, let's say the inner one, one of them is closer to what's standing. Yecholi katsuko. Let's say you have two over here, right? And you got the, you cut this whole area, and there's two here. Now you got the standing grain over here. So if this one can be bent over when you're cutting the other ones, all right? So if that could happen, again, hapnimis yecholi katsur imakama, and the inner one can be cut together with the other standing grain. Vahachitzona yecholi katsur imapnimis, and the second one, the outside one, could be cut together with the other one. But the ain yecholi katsur imakama, but it couldn't be bent over with the standing grain. You got the idea here? You got two over here with the standing grain. So this one can be bent over and be caught with the standing grain. This one can't; it's too far away. But this one can go with this one. So with the associated property here, so we say, hapnimis nitzelus, the closer one to the standing grain gets saved; it doesn't go to the poor people. And it also umatzelus and saves the chitzona, saves the outer one, because the outer one can be caught with the inner one. Since the inner one is connected to the standing one, and the outer one's connected with the inner one, so all of them go to the owner. Why? Okay. Now, you kind of have to put a line here, and it's very interesting. The next end of the Rambam, it's not going directly on the last statement. It's going back on the beginning of Halacha Gimel that's telling me if the thing is by itself or not. The Rambam is trying to say, wait a minute, you're wondering, what does this all have to do with Leket? You didn't cut it down at all. And that's, he's like, well, is this Leket? Like, we didn't harvest it. So that's now the Rambam. I don't know why he didn't put in the end of Gimel where the main Halacha came. So Sharei he kenofas. We consider if you left it alone, if you missed it, it's like it fell. We consider it like it fell, mitocha mago, from the sickle, even though it wasn't, but it's one by itself. So it's no different than had it fallen. Even though it has not been cut. Many Rishonim argue on this Rambam. Alright? Because Rambam is equating, even though I cut it, the cutting motion, and he's saying, well, with the cutting motion, I missed it. So while I was cutting, I missed it. So it's not, if I missed it, it's much different than if it fell. That's how the Rambam learns. And you could hear to argue with that. We'll have to get to Shikha. We didn't get to Shikha. We'll have to wait to Shikha. We'll have to hold on for Shikha. Others maintain that this would be more like Shikha. And not with Waza Leket. So we'll see. But the Ram says the same, right?
When we learn to pay it, it's like a group effort. You could have the foreman saying, okay, we've reached 59 out of 60, time for everybody to stop. But this is very individual. Every worker has to know all the halakhot because it's like, you have to be very learned.
Well, Jews were not ignorant people at a time, right? Or the owner has to be looking over them. But you're right. These guys would be making averis all the time if they weren't taught properly. So you have to be careful. Who?
His son-in-law's grandfather.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so these are all halachas. Would be very practical. All right, now the last sentence of this halacha is another issue here. What about v'hashibolim shebekash? Let's say there's a stray stalk that's in a pile of hay. Okay, so maybe that was a stray stalk. Maybe that was leket, and now you got a problem. You got leket in a stray straw. So Ram says, no. We assume harei hein shabal. So they go to the owner, and we assume that they were cut with the hay and not with the other thing, and we assume it goes together with the hay. That's just a random statement. Okay, halacha hay. Halacha hay now is going to talk about, now, obviously, you got to keep things separate over here. In other words, you're in the picture, the lady was getting all the hay, the straw, the stalks. So you got all your stalks. By the time you finish your stalks, you should put them in a nice pile. And you got to leave the other stuff that's fallen, look at, separate. Because that's for the aniyim. Now, what if, hay is going to discuss, what if a natural disaster happened and it mixed them up? And you didn't, it wasn't your fault. Hay will talk about where it naturally got mixed, and vav is where you mixed it, either on purpose or by mistake. We're going to see there's different halachas for this. Okay? So very interesting. Hey, haruach shepizra samarim. So the wind, let's say, blew your pile. Vinis arif katsu shobalasara, and that which the owner harvested got mixed up. Imaleket with the leket pieces that just fell, that were down. So, you know, but when you ended the day, he had his nice pile here, and in the field were a bunch of onesies and twosies that got all left behind. And frankly, if the guy wanted to be nice, he could even take all those onesies and twosies and put them and collect them and put them in a pile and say, that's for the poor people. They can come and get it when they want. Well, the wind just blew his big pile, and it covered up all the leket that was there. We have no way of determining how much leket was there. We know the poor people are getting something, but what do? So, only thing, we make the following evaluation, and, you know, I don't know how they came up with this evaluation. And now the question is, so how much percent do you think in a regular harvest would create how much leket? So they come up with a rule of thumb. Let's think if we can figure this out. So omdim we assess as asada, the field, kama leket he ruuya lasos. How much would a standard field produce in leket? And that venosin alim, and you give it to the poor people. Why? And we're going to see this a leniency, because in the next halacha you're going to see we're much stricter. And why mipneshizom? Because this was an accident. Since it's an accident, okay. So we're got, you know, vekamushu, what is the amount? So he says, arba kavim tfua, four kavim of grain, lechol base core, for every base core, and a base core is 75,000 square amas. So if you're looking for a percentage, you're going to see it's going to be 1/45 of the crop is leket. And I'll show you how we figure this in a minute. 1/45, a little more than 2%. Oh, yeah. So the assumption is, you know, when they're harvesting a lot, there's quite a bit that falls, you know. And it's not worth, I guess, for the owner to be particular to go back for his. So now you're seeing on top of everything else that he's leaving, remember, besides the 1/60 of the Kohen, 1/60 of the Peah, 1/10 of the Levi, etc., and all the other things, there is now about 2% or so. Now that's part of that harvesting. So that's
only if it gets mixed up, you have to do it.
But you're seeing that's the standard that usually would happen.
You have proficient women like that.
I am just saying. Now he could have a perfect field. We're just saying the average guy is not gonna, you know, you know, not everybody has low income wage workers like that. You notice there are like four ladies on this little part of the area. It could be the homeowner himself. He's going to go fast. He wants the main thing, right? So anyway, how does this come out? Because we said four. Well, we know that one saw is made up of six kavim, and one core is 30 saw. So one core is 180 kavim. So if you're taking four kavim, four and 180 is 1/45. You got that?
Can you say that again?
Okay, one saw is six kav.
Yeah.
Okay. One core is 30 saw. That means there's 180 kavim in a core.
Right.
Okay, and what do we say? That's base core, same thing. So now, and we say four kavim in a base core. Right? So four out of 180. So that's 1/45. This is about 2%. So that's the average that falls. So if you got mixed up, just take out 1/45, and that's the average that's out. This is all when it was an accident. We can't blame the guy. But now Vav and Zion is going to tell us when he should have been responsible, either intentionally or even unintentionally, but it was his hands, I mean, or people that he's in charge of, we'll see. But he has a responsibility. Now we're going to fine him, penalize him, and it's going to be a higher amount. Leket shenafa la'aretz, we'll see. Let's say leket falls to the ground, and the poor people, for whatever reason, they didn't go out that day. And the owner comes, he makes all his piles, al ha'aretz, and he puts it on the ground over the leket of the anim. He himself put his pile over. He covered up their stuff. He decided to leave the pile in the field, and it's on top of all the other things, let's say. Keitzerasa, what do you got to do now? So it's an interesting halacha. Mefana hagodishalokol. You got to take your pile and clear it out. Lamako mechad, into one place. Could be you made lots of piles all over, but all the piles got to be removed. V'chala shibom, and any stalk that's lying on the ground, Kulan, like, all goes to the poor people, which is going to be a higher percentage. In other words, when there's a pile, there's always the bottom of the pile is on the ground. So he has to leave the bottom of every pile on the ground. Because it's likely that, where do you think their stuff was? Not in the middle of the pile. Was in the middle of the pile? No, it's on the bottom. How much? Well, it couldn't have been every inch of the bottom. Yeah, but we're going to make you do more. You're giving more. It's clearly he's giving more. And then Zion will say why we're doing that. Okay, so hang on. But what do we know for sure? We don't know what the leket was. And here's the rule. Whenever there's a doubt as to how much we should give to the poor, we always go on the poor man's side and we give more. She never says, Ta'azov, you leave it for him. Hanach lifneim, leave it before them, mishalach, from yours. Now Zion says, so why are we so strict on him on this? Why don't we just make the same assessment? 1/45th. That shouldn't change. It doesn't matter by action or not. If we say the standard amount is 1/45th, let's just go with 1/45th. Lama ain't only no so only a masharuyalasus leket. Just give him what normally would be. However, since he transgressed, and he put the pile where he shouldn't have put it, knasu, we find him. Now it goes further. Even if he unintentionally put it there, he put the pile there. Now, sometimes we'll do it intentionally because you're trying to steal from the poor people. You know. Think of it very simply. If you could put a pile of your stuff over already standing leket, what are you going to do when the poor man comes to fill and says, "Where's your leket?" Oh, shit, the other guys, they picked it up already. So this can lead to people cheating the poor people, right? And since you did something that could lead that, and we don't care if you intentionally did that or even by mistake you did that.
I'm used to bundles of wheat looking like that. Not that they're actually...
No, he hadn't bundled it yet.
Okay.
So it's just a pile. Okay. You can collect them in your hand and put a pile. And put a No, but that's already bundling. We're not up to the bundling stage. We just have a pile. We haven't bundled anything yet. Right? Now, look how far this goes, guys. Even when you know for sure which is the leket and which is the pile. Avilaya leket, so let's say the leket was barley... And you had another harvest of wheat, and you put a pile of wheat over barley. Now there's no question. The barley is the leket. So just give every piece of barley to the poor people, and the wheat is not. No. So even then, whatever's on the floor, that means even some wheat goes. That's clearly not the anims, but that's still part of the fine. Let's say he calls the poor people. He says, "Guys, come on, I don't got all day. Go take your stuff, and I want to get on with my farming." And they didn't come. So that way would frustrate him. Okay, so in other words, so what do you want? I figured they came already, and now I can put my pile back in the field. So maybe it's a little negligence from the poor people. Doesn't matter. Let's say others, his workers, do it. Shalomi died to without him knowing, they pile it on top. Kol hanogos boris, whatever is touching the ground, once we pick off the pile, harehein laniim, it goes to the poor people. So you see how far we go to make sure there isn't the slightest way to cheat out the anim.
Are we going to talk about how...
I don't know.
How often the poor people are called in?
I don't know which time.
Like in Paya, it was like at the end of the process.
Well, we said three times a day is Paya, right? Remember?
But I mean, it's when you get to the end of the harvest. Here you don't want them coming on a daily basis trampling your field. Every time you do one section that they're coming through, you know.
I don't know. We'll see. I didn't finish the whole halach yet. But let's see what happens. Good question. But you could see that it is a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah,
no matter how you slice it, it's a nuisance.
Can you just take off 2%?
It's worse than Mishalachim coming to shul, I can tell you for sure.
Can you do it that way? Rabbi?
What?
Can you just take off 2% and give it to them?
No, because we don't know what it is. It can only be what was left over.
So this 2% is from that was cut. Where you messed up.
That's only when you messed up.
It could be more. You got sloppy work.
Yeah, it could be more. Yeah. Could be less. Could be nothing.
So it actually felt like
could be nothing. If you didn't lose anything, you don't lose anything.
So you let them get away with that 2%, even though it could be more that fell off.
If there was a win.
That's all when there's an accident and it's win.
So whatever it is.
Right. But normal thing is you harvest, you get out, and they go in. Now, you can't make them wait. What if it takes you a week to harvest? You know, I can't imagine. I don't know. You wait a whole week. I guess, things can blow around, whatever. All right, now we're got. So we've been pretty strict on the owner. Now let's be a little bit lenient on the owner. We'll do one more halacha. Okay, here we're going to be lenient for him. Hatzorach l'rabbeitz. Sometimes an owner, he has to irrigate his field so that the earth gets clumpy. In other words, once you've... What?
Fertilize.
Oh, the way I learned was irrigate. Okay, you got fertilize? Okay. Anyway, the point's like this. You can't, if you just leave your field after it's harvest and it gets all dry and all that, you could get a dust bowl. So you got to do something to the land afterwards so it gets settled. Okay, so you're saying fertilizing, irrigate, whatever. But whatever it is, what for sure is happening, if there's any leket there, it's going to get destroyed. So listen, he has to do it. You know, where he called the poor people, they didn't come, right? And he wants to fix up the field. But fix up the field means destroying the leket. So can he do it, and when can he, and when can't he? So he needs to either fertilize or irrigate the field. Before the Aniim come, leket should get the leket. For whatever reason, but it's legitimate. So it's like this. It depends. If he stands more to lose than they stand to lose. In other words, if he doesn't fertilize his field now, he's going to lose much more than the 1/45th that they would lose. Then mutal rabbis. He's allowed to fertilize it, and they lose out. Because he's not obliged to lose more than what he would have to give. On the other hand, but what if he wouldn't lose so much? The leket would lose more. Otherwise, he's not allowed to do it. So we look at it, who loses more? Because the owner, yeah, you have to leave leket, but if leaving the leket is going to cause you to lose more, you don't have to do that. However, what if he did this? Now, let's say in the case where he would, in case number A, the first case, where if his damage is worse, then he's allowed to irrigate it. But if he wants to be a nice guy, there is something he could do. And what's that? Collect all their stuff, put it on the side of the field, and then irrigate. If he gathered up all their leket, and put it by the fence until the ani comes, and now he can irrigate his field, then this is being a chassid, like we learned on Shabbos. This is going beyond the letter of the law. The Rambam doesn't say it, but it could also maybe be, even if he would stand to lose more, I don't see why he couldn't put it to the side either, because they're still not losing, and he shouldn't have to lose either. All right, we're finished over here. And now... where's the minion?